Yeah, it was incredible. And as you mentioned in the news last week, after he passed, Detroit Redford guy in the 50s went to Central, played football at Central Michigan, started teaching and coaching at Milford. I think Jerry Reese, who passed away a couple of months ago, I think Jerry Reese was on his first team as an athlete at Milford High.
Wow.
And then Charlie went to Southfield. And when he went to Jackson High in the mid-60s, he brought – Jerry Reese ended up coming to Jackson High because of Charlie in the late 60s. You know, he replaced J. Chris Jensen, who had been the track coach forever, and then it seemed like Charlie was forever. And by the way, he retired from teaching in 88 at Jackson, still coached track until 90. That's when he asked me to take it over, and mm-hmm. we switched spots. But he remained as cross-country coach, I bet, for another 20 years or so. And he still was active. He was still there.
I can't remember a football game that we did, Tom, that Charlie wasn't there.
Oh, absolutely. Incredible person at Jackson Public Schools. And they did name the cross-country course at Sharp Park after him,
mm-hmm.
and they named he instituted JD's Trophy Shop, at the Invitational, which was the best meet in the state back in 81 when Withington Stadium had been renovated to a 9-lane track. And when that happened, maybe five, six years ago, they renamed the JD's meet, the Charlie Janke Invitational. So there is some, there are some memories. But you're right, the kids now, he would still be visible. He'd still work those cross country meets. He'd still be working the track meets. He just wasn't coaching anymore.
Along with Jerry Reese, they were kind of joined at the hips for years, weren't they?
Well, yeah. And remember when Jerry came, he ended up being Jerry Reese was coaching at Jackson Community College as the head track coach out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very well known in those circles. Also, Jerry had all Americans all over the place at JCC in the early 70s. Yeah, those guys were track. And some of those old timers, the guys that, were really, really responsible for an awful lot of good things in Jackson and then around the state.